And if you've got some horses and mules and so forth, when they're getting hungry, you say you have to go out and feed the
horses.
Okay. Would you say feed the critters or feed the stock? Or?
Well, feed the stock, I guess.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
Okay. And where do you keep chickens?
In the chicken house.
What if you have a little small thing?
In chicken coop.
Okay. Is that just for the mother hen and the chicks?
Yeah. I've got mine in a pen up here, way up off the ground. I turned them out and old Turkey Gobbler played ball with one of them, and I had to put them back up in the water pen. I'm going to kill him.
Played ball with one of them?
Yeah, when it run through to where he was on the outside, but he picked that chicken up, throwed it, and got it, throwed it again. I kicked him the double somerset. What do you mean? I sold my white turkey.
Yeah. Okay, the part of a chicken, when you eat a chicken, there's this bone that's chicken.
Yeah, the pull of bone.
Okay. Are there any stories about that?
No.
I mean, you pull
it. Yeah, they used to. Whenever I way back at home, I, you know, mom fried chicken rice. We always wanted the pulley bone, you know.
Yeah.
The one that got the choice then is the one that's going to get married first, you know,
yeah.
With a bunch of young folks around by
yeah.
the table, you know. We always had a lot of fun over that there pulley bone.
Yeah. Which was the choice end, the short end or the long end?
The short end was the one that got that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they say, oh, that when you pull it, you know, rest you got each one tell us, you know, it's bound to be short in the other
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, she's the one that got it.
Okay, what do you call the insides of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Ribs and backbone thing.
I'm thinking of half-split or chitlins or...
Well, chitlins is made out of the hog guts, they call them, you know.
Yeah.
Some people call them hog entrails.
Yeah.
You know,
what'd you call them?
I call them hog guts.
Okay.
And that's what they, you know, they split them and wash them and, you know, clean them real good. And then put them in the stove, cut them in little pieces about that long, you know. And then just let them get just brown. You can buy them at the grocery store now. It's all chitlins.
Okay. And the, when it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's
milking time, I say.
Okay. And how do you call a cow to get it in out of the pasture?
Well, I just always get out here and holler, Sucred, Sucred.
Do it loud first.
Sucred, 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 Judy. I've got one named Judy.
You've got one named Red?
Or? Yeah, and one named Judy, and they come.
Okay.
They both got on bells.
What if you wanted to stand still while you're milking?
Saw. They can, you know,
yeah.
Tell them Saw, Red.
Okay. And how do you call a calf?
Sucred, Sucred.
Okay. And what about what do you say to a mule to make him turn left?
Ha.
And right?
G.
Okay. And how do you call a horse to get him out of the pasture?
Quop.
Do it.
Quop. 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 I used to call out. Yeah, I'd call him out into this field all around here. And I'd get out and say, Quop. Bob. Quop. Bob. When he sold him one, he got another mare, and we called her Bess. And I'd say, Quad Bess, Quad Bess, make up.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse and you want it to start, you know.
They get up.
Okay, and you want it to stop.
They whoa.
Okay, how do you call pig?
Pig, pig.
Okay, do it.
Pig, pig.
Okay. What about sheep?
Well, I always just say, sheepy, 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 sheepy.
Okay, what about chicken?
Well, you say, cheep, cheep, cheep.
Okay. And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to, what, the horses?
Well, you'd say, I want to gear them up and put them to the wagon.
Okay.